Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the Fuse Alliance meeting in Las Vegas, and I'm with Jamie Gilmore, who's the president of Pavilion Floors. Jamie, how you doing?
Very well today. It's been a great day already.
So, yeah, we're at Fuse. Just a little background on your company. You have three offices in the greater Boston area. You're a commercial flooring contractor, and you're second generation. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. My family started with Mohawk Mills in Amsterdam, New York, originally.
And you were telling me earlier that you're a union house and your installer base are company employees. Is that right?
Yes, they in fact are. We pride ourselves in all in-house labor. Rarely do we ever subcontract.
And you have almost 100 installers that are out there working every day.
Yes, give or take. Usually about 40 in ceramic and stone and the balance in carpentry type of carpet or hardwood flooring, that type of thing.
Tell me how this business has evolved since it's been under your guidance.
Well, we were talking about it in the conference today. We've gone from 13 years ago, we were strictly just a carpet and resilient flooring house. And since that day, coming forward, we're now more 60% hard surface. We do stone, we do ceramic, moisture mitigation, self-floor leveling, seamless epoxy floors. So we just build on the expertise of the labor, and we just keep adding to it. Mm-hmm. And the carpet is losing its share at this point. That's what's happening.
Yeah. How do you keep your crews trained on all these different technologies?
Well, we do two things. First of all, I'm a very active supporter of Install, which is the carpenter's training program for all of the carpenters across the country.
You're actually being modest. You're on the board of Install, right?
Yes, I am and have been, and I do support it very well. So our carpenters are very well trained. As everybody knows, that's an alliance between the carpenters and the manufacturers. So anything that's new, any new product that comes out, we always upgrade our people. We also do in-house training. For example, I had Forbo in last week to certify two other master installers for them because we have a large Brigham & Women's project coming up. The building of the future, which is a lot of Forbo. So we stay on everybody. We rate them. We have training assessments, and we think it's professional.
Tell me a little bit about this rating system. That sounds interesting.
Well, what we have determined is a list of skill sets, and we have our field supervisors know all of our men, and with the help of the union, also because of some of the certifications that we get through there, we actually list them off, and we know exactly what everybody is good at or needs work in, needs to come up to be proficient. And then we basically manage them into a training program.
So the feedback you get on whether or not somebody is proficient or not is from the people they're working with, not from the end user.
Correct, exactly. We still like to survey our end users, basically just quality control. We do send surveys out, and we do take a look at what we get back, and usually we get very satisfactory answers.
How's your business doing now, say, versus last year?
Well, we stand to grow 40% this year. The market in Massachusetts is very aggressive right now. There's a lot of new projects. I think overall commercial construction should grow 10% this year and again next year. For example, we just added the government services program where we now have three people that are just selling to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So that's a whole new endeavor for us that we've added this year. We're trying to grow when the market is right to grow.
So, Jamie, just to reiterate this, you're going to grow 40% this year, even though construction is going to be up 10%. So you probably are taking some share, you think?
Yes, we are taking share, and we're taking niche share, too. We're looking at specific product niches, customer niches that we can take advantage of and serve.
So we're at the Fuse Alliance meeting, and I'm thinking you probably come to this every year, don't you?
I have for the last 3 years, yes.
How long have you been a member of Fuse?
3 years.
What do you get out of these meetings? Why do you come, and what are you looking forward to?
Well, this 3 days is fairly intense, and you're away from your business. You're allowed to focus on the bigger picture. I'm also with colleagues. I do have a sister company that is in the furniture side of things, and there's other companies here that have furniture components. So we do best practices here. I usually leave here fairly energized and then put people through their paces when I get back to the office. And usually it's all best practice and it's all good.
What are some of the challenges you're facing? What's keeping you up at night now?
I think just going to market, and we spent a lot of time today on social market, just trying to upgrade those kind of representations to our client base. We try always to strive to be different and not considered to be the same as our competitors. We want to serve more. We want to be more proactive, less reactive.
How about this issue of some suppliers who want to try to go direct with the end user and then just want you to install it? Will you play that game as well?
We try not to. We try to discourage that. That's been going on forever. I know it's a new issue now, but it's been going on for the last 30 years. We will do some of that work, but the way we're set up in Boston, not too much of that goes on at this point.
Well, that's great. It's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Jamie Gilmore, who's the president of Pavilion Floors with three offices in the greater Boston area, a Fuse member, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.